Have mercy on me, O God, for I am in trouble. Hosanna! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest. They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Why? What wrong has he done?" They shouted even louder, "Crucify him." Yes, I am in trouble. I've been whipsawed from the joys of Hosanna to Jesus being betrayed. The crowd that shouted Hosanna shouts crucify him. It's like we go from A to Z, Alpha to Omega. Perhaps it would be easier to preach on Trinity Sunday than Palm Sunday. I've made peace with the Trinity over my life, but still have trouble with the emotional swing of today's service. What took most of a week in Jerusalem 2 millennia ago took less than 9 minutes just a few moments ago. Why did that crowd change? What does it mean for us? Alas, this shift from praise, adoration, and joy to betrayal and grief happens to people all too frequently. A family member dies of COVID in ICU isolation with, if they are lucky, a nurse holding a phone so there is some tenuous contact with a beloved family. Two trains collide in Egypt, killing 32. A peaceful grocery store trip is shattered by gunfire and death. A black person is killed without cause by police. An Asian person is attacked for no apparent reason. Alas, none of these are one-off events, but are repeated over and over again. Why, Lord? Why this pandemic? Why are Egyptian railways so dangerous? Why are mass shootings so common? Why does racism not only simmer below the surface, but boil over? Why do many of our fellow Christians say that the current administration is the end of the American dream? Why does that message resonate with so many? Even though we were truly blessed to spend this pandemic year in semi-isolation on Orcas, it did not prevent some of us from lamenting and crying out at times like Job. Why did some islanders make visitors feel so unwelcome over the last year? Why do I keep asking you questions? When God finally answers Job in chapter 38, he responds with questions himself, such as, "Where were you when I founded the earth?" Einstein once said, "If I had 1 hour to solve a problem and my life depended on the solution, I would spend the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask. For once I know the proper question, I could solve the problem in less than 5 minutes." Remember, it isn't just the crowd that shifted from Hosanna to crucify him. The disciples can't stay awake in the garden. Peter indeed denies he knows Jesus 3 times before the cock crows. Don't kid ourselves that if we had been in that crowd, we wouldn't have changed also. Why did the crowd change? How does this ancient story, a linchpin of our faith that we hear every year, affect us? How can it help us be better servants? To me, that last question is the proper one. How does it help us to be better servants? As Berto would say, we come to church to be transformed. So, rather than bemoaning tragedies, blaming others for injustices, saying we aren't those Christians, I invite each of us to dig deeply into this Holy Week. Don't be satisfied with this morning's Holy Week light Palm and Passion Sunday. Find a way or ways that work for you to immerse yourself in the story this week. Read the whole story again and perhaps again and again. Perhaps read chapters 11 through 15 of Mark so you get the whole Holy Week story. Attend our online services on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, 5 o'clock both days. Read the scripture readings for each day that are conveniently available in the e-news. Again, as in every year, the readings are from John. That's why I suggested earlier on, perhaps you want to read Mark to contrast. Walk the way of the cross on our labyrinth. Thanks again to Nancy and Tony for setting that up. Participate in the compliance service each evening that's available on the website. Simply meditate on the story and ask yourself, how does it help me be a better servant? By immersing yourself deeply enough, perhaps you'll notice that even Jesus from the cross asked God, why have you left me? And ponder that doubt is indeed part of faith. Perhaps you'll notice it is the women who watched Jesus die on the cross. It is Mary and Mary Magdalene who saw where he was buried by Joseph from Arimathea and wonder, where are those male disciples? Perhaps you'll forget that the burial is not the end of the story. Perhaps you can experience next Sunday as a surprise. By investing in Holy Week, perhaps we may abandon grief and be joyful next Sunday. Perhaps then we will indeed be better servants.